Sweetest friends, this year should be a special chus for Rav Marasi Sheyichyu, and l'schus for Bashu Jacob Shlita. Yishalei bracha v'atzachah b'chol maasei yadav hu b'chol anilvim alav. In the Gemara Bava Metzia and the Flamed Amar Aleph, the Gemara brings the pasuk v'salamta and tells us that sometimes you should return the lost object and sometimes you shouldn't. You should avoid it. When should you avoid it? Says the Gemara, maybe it's talking about a case where you're a Kohen and the Aved is in a Beis HaKvaris. You know how to become Tameh. That's when you're supposed to be Mis'alim from the Aveda, V'salamta. You have to avoid the Aveda. Says the Gemara, that's Pashut. Because the Shabbos Aveda is only an Aseh. And going into a Beis HaKvaris is a Lois Aseh and an Aseh. So the essay of a Shabbos Aveda is in Docha the Lois Aseh and Aseh of Tumas Kohanim. So Rashi already points out that a Shabbos Aveda is also a Los Hasei. But a Los Hasei anyway is in Docha Los Hasei. So, we don't have to mention the Los Hasei part. It's telling us a Chiddush that even an Hasei, which is Docha Los Hasei, it's not Docha and a Los Hasei and an Hasei. So this Shabbos Aveda cannot be Docha Tumas Kohanim. Because when you have an essay is not Docha Los Hasei. And an essay. That's Gemara number one. So the Gemara is saying that you don't need a limud, a pasuk, to teach you that a kohen's not to go into a cemetery to return a lost object, because we know. Ein essay Docha Los Hasei ve'essay. Later on, Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, how do you know that if your father told you to become Tameh, to go into a cemetery to return a lost object, or he told you don't return a lost object, how do you know that you shouldn't listen to him? The Gemara brings a pasuk. So the Gemara says, what, without a pasuk, you would think you should listen to your father? Why would you possibly think you listen to your father in such a case? Kibud avim, talking about where your father tells you not to return a lost object. So if you listen to your father and you don't return a lost object, that's only an assay. And Hashabbos Aveda is a los assay and an assay. So the kibud avim of the assay of kibud avim is going to be doch of the los assay and assay of Hashabbos Aveda. So why would you possibly need a pasuk? Why would you even think that kibud avim, listening to your father not to return the lost object, would mandate that you would listen to him? Listening to your dad is only an assay. Not returning a lost object means you're over in a los assay and an assay. And that's a little bit too much. An assay is not docha, los assay and an assay. So you don't need a pasuk, says the Gemara, to tell you that you should not listen to your father when he tells you not to return a lost object. We know that on our own. Ein assay docha, los assay ve'assay. Now the sheet of the Riva in Chulin, Kuf Mem Aleph, Amar Aleph, is very well known. Tosas Dibra Matzah Lo Tzricha. Rivo is mechadesh that even though we paskin that ein essay docha lo essay ve'essay, nevertheless, if you were over and you're mekayim the essay, you don't get malchus for the lav. The essay is docha the los essay, but you're not allowed to do it because it's not docha the los essay and the essay. But if you did it, then the essay los essay part is docha, and then there's no malchus. So that's the chiddush of the Riva. There's no malchus if you were over in an essay. When you shouldn't have been, because if it's docha, you would try to be docha los assay and an assay, which it is not. But nevertheless, there's no malchus because an essay is docha los assay alone. So if there's a los assay and an assay, we tell you not to do it because it's not docha. But if you did it, there's going to be no malchus because it's not considered that you're over on the los assay. That's the sheet of the Riva. So Frecht, Rabbi Kiva Eger, and others that the Riva doesn't seem to make sense. Because of our two Gemaras. Both Gemaras say the same thing. You don't need a pasuk to tell you that ein essay docha los essay ve'essay. You don't need a pasuk to tell you not to become tameh. In order to return, that you're not allowed to become tameh in order to return a lost object. You don't need a pasuk for that. Because an essay, docha los essay ve'essay. Tumas Kohanim is an essay and a los essay. So the Shabbos Aveda is going to be docha. But according to the Riva, the Gemara should have said, you do need a pasuk. You need a pasuk that there's going to be malchus. that there's no mitzvah at all, there's no essay at all. There's no essay at all, there's Malkus. There's only not Malkus because there's an essay. Maybe you need the Pasuk to say that if it's an Abed and a Beis HaKvaris, there's not even an essay. That's why you need the Pasuk. Why does the Gemara say that? Obviously because the Gemara holds that there's Malkus no matter what. You don't need a Pasuk to tell you, you get Malkus. Same with the Gemara in Lamed Beis Amad Aleph. Gemara says that you shouldn't listen to your father when he tells you not to return a lost object. Gemara says you don't need a Pasuk for that. According to the Revi, you do need a Pasuk. Hey, that if you listen to your father... There's no mitzvahs keep it up at all. Shibachai Gavna. So we need a pasuk to tell you that there's no mitzvah at all of keep it up. Why does the Gemara say, according to the father, we don't need a pasuk to tell you that keep it up is in toche? The law says say in essay of Hashem Saveda. You do need a pasuk. But according to the Riva, even though I say ain't essay toche, let's say the essay. Since there is an essay, the essay is Docha the Los essay, and the Pasuk is coming to teach you that here there's no essay to start with. Doesn't even begin. So both Gemaras are difficult according to the Riva. Riva says that even though ain't essay Docha Los say the essay, but nevertheless you're still Mekayim the essay. And the Gemara should have said that if that's true, the Gemara should have said that in both cases, both on Lamed and Lamed Beis, that we need a Pasuk to tell you that in these instances, that's what the Pasuk is being with Chadish, that in these instances, you're not Mekayim an essay at all. And when it comes to being Betami oneself in the Beis HaKvaris, that would even incur Malkus. So it appears as follows. Says, Agon Baruch Mordechai Zerachi Shlita. That l'chora, it's muchach from what the Riva says, that for the din of d'chi of essay derech halos essay, we don't require an essay chiyuvis, an obligatory essay, because in the case of the Riva, he's talking about a din ein essay derech halos essay v'essay al korchenu. It must be talking about a case that if you're over and mekayim the essay, it's not going to be a mitzvah chiyuvis. It's not going to be a chiyuv to mekayim this essay, because adarabah, the chiyuv is not to do the mitzvah. When against it you have a los essay and an essay. So it must be that if you're over and you're mekayim the mitzvah, all you have is a mitzvah kiyumis and not a mitzvah chiyuvis. So lehedya we have that for the din of essay, derech los essay, it's enough even if you have a kiyum mitzvah, not a chiyuv. Because the Riva says that the essay is docha de los, when it's a los essay and an essay, the essay is docha de los essay. It's not a mitzvah, it's not an essay chiyuvis, because the chiyuv is not to be mekayim the essay. But it's a kiyum. You're mekayim the essay if you do it. So it must be, we see from the Riva Gebaldik, that if you have a essay kiyumis that's not obligatory, nevertheless, it's still docha de los essay, and this is the subject of much discussion in the Achronim, including by Rebbe Elchanan in the Kovetz Aretz Niyavamis in Simanim in Siman Samach Tes Os Beis, the Od. However, we can make a distinction and we can say as follows that not all cases are the same. And this would be based on what it would appear that even in an instance that ein essay derecha lois essay ve'essay, the Hagdar is not, the definition is not that through the din and iser of ein essay derech halos essay ve'essay, it's a situation where a person is mufka, he's precluded from the primary obligation. It's not true. Adarabah, even in this matzav of essay against the los essay and essay, the etzem chiyuv is still extant. Just the person cannot fulfill it. There would be enough kamina for him being a bar chiyuva still. Maybe in a different shear. But it could be that the definition, the abstract definition of ein essay derech halos essay ve'essay means that the essay still is extant. It's still there. It still exists. Just you can't fulfill it. There's an external force preventing you from fulfilling it, which is the los essay and essay that stands against it. And therefore it would appear that we can make a distinction and say as follows. That maybe that's only in those mitzvahs aseis that are founded in the din anichevtza. For example, kisui hadam, that the yisod ha-mitzvah is a kiyum din, in the chevtz of the dam, that the dam should be mechuse. There you can see that, say that the chiyuv is still on the person. He can't fulfill it, he can't fulfill it. Like on yantif, can't fulfill it. But that doesn't mean that there's not a chiyuv on the person. So if the mitzvah is on the chevtza, you can say there's still a chiyuv on the person. He just prevented for external reason fulfilling the chiyuv. However, in those mitzvahs that there's a maisa mitzvah on the gavra, and it's not medin of shel chevtza acher, it's on the person. It could very well be that in those cases, everybody agrees that it's not shaykh that the chiyuv should be extant, even though it's usher for him to do it. Because chiyuv and isser are two inherently contradictory concepts vis-a-vis the person. You can't say the person is mechuyev to do something and the person is forbidden from doing something about the very same thing. That would confound one's logic. So we're trying to be logical. And therefore, when we're dealing with mitzvahs on the gavra, you can't say that when there's an essay against the loisay in an essay, that the person is mechuyev and the person's aser. Can't be. There you would have to say that there's no chiyuv at all. And therefore, even though in these mitzvahs, when the person is over and he's mekayim the mitzvah, there is a kiyum mitzvah that he has fulfilled. He fulfilled the mitzvah, but not a chiyuv. If it's a mitzvah on the gavra, you can't say that it's a chiyuv, only a kiyum. When it's a mitzvah on the chevtza, you can say the person did his chiyuv. He has a chiyuv. Just he's being prevented from fulfilling the chiyuv, but he has a chiyuv. Therefore, you could very well say that that's the sheet of the Riva. That for the din of the Chiyas Lavim, it's not enough to have a Kiyum Mitzvah alone. We need a Chiyuv. And the Riva is talking about a case where the Shem Chiyuv was not Pokeya. The Shem Chiyuv didn't go away. There's still a chiyuv. In such an instance, says the Riva, that since there's a chiyuv, when he was mekayim the mitzvah, there's no malchus. Why is there no malchus? Because he had a chiyuv and he was mekayim his chiyuv. He shouldn't have, because it was against an asay and a los asay. But at the very least, there was a chiyuv, and therefore it's docha, and therefore it's docha los, and there's no malchus. So the Riva is only talking about those mitzvahs where there's still a shem chiyuv. And even though he's over on the din of enes docha lasei ba'esei, like kisui adam, nevertheless, there still is a chiyuv. And that chiyuv is docha lasei. So that is what the Riva is talking about. So now, since mitzvahs ha-shavas ha-veda, and the like, are not midine hachevtza, it's a mitzvah al hagavra. It says it's a din in the object, that the object has to be returned. It's a din on the person. The person has to return the object. It's not like the blood which has to be covered. There the ikkar is that the blood be covered. Here, by the Shabbos Haveda, the ikkar is that the object be returned. By you, not the object. That you return the object. And therefore, even l'shitas hariva, you would still get malchus if you're a mekayim the mitzvah. Because of ein esei decha lo esei ve'esei means that there's no chiyuv. And all you have is a kiyum. So when it comes to Hashabbos Aveda, all there is a kiyum. And there would be malchus, according to the Riva, even though you're mekayim the mitzvah. Because a kiyum is not the docha de los esei. So that's why the Gemara says that when it comes to Hashabbos Aveda, when there is an aved and a beis hakvaris, or when there's a mitzvah of kibud av, which is also obviously on the gavra. In those instances, when it's standing up against the los asay and an asay, even the riva would agree that there's malchus. Why would he agree that there's malchus? Because it's not an essay chiyuvis; it's only an essay kiyumis. Yes, there may be a kiyum, but that's not doche los asay. When is an essay doche los asay? And an asay, it's doche the los asay of the los asay and asay. Even though you're not allowed to do it, but if you do it, it's still doche. That's when it's an essay chiyuvis, and that can only be said when it's a chiyuv on the cheftza. Then you can say that you still have your chiyuv, you just can't do it because of the essay and the los asay. But if you did it, then it's doche the los asay, and there's no malchus. But the gemaras in both Metzia Lamed and Lamed Beis are talking about cases where there's a chiyuv on the gavra, meaning the asay is on the gavra of Hashavas Aveda. Kibud Av Ve'Em is on the gavra, and you can't say that there's a chiyuv on the gavra when it's standing against, in the face of, a los asay and an asay, because that's contradictory. You can't say there's a chiyuv, but he's not allowed to do it. It's usur for him to do it. Chiyuv and isur are two completely separate, opposite, contradictory concepts. So, given that fact, that there can't be, could be there's a kiyum, it could be that it's usur, but if he did it, you're mekayim. But it can't be that it's usur, and you're chayiv to do it. That doesn't fly. So therefore, in those two cases, the Riva would agree that there's no kiyum of the essay at all, because these are only essay kiyumim, kiyumios, not essay chiyuvios. Because in both cases we're dealing with essays on the gavra. So since the mitzvah essay is on the gavra, and it's usher for the gavra to do it, there's no kiyum at all, even according to the Riva, and Memela in the case of a kohen going into the Beis HaKvaris to return the lost object, there would be malchus. You can't say, oh, the essay of a Shabbos Aved is doche. It's not. Because there's no chiyuv essay here. All there would be is a kiyum. Because he has an isser to do it. So there can't be a chiyuv and an isser in the same instance. So it must be that there's just a kiyum. And the kiyum and essay is not doche any lost essay when it's just a lost essay, possibly, or certainly when it's a lost essay and an essay. It's not doche the lost essay part. And the Riva would agree that there is malchus, because there's no essay at all. So these Gemaras are not a kasha on the Riva. There's a lot more to say on this. And Amir Tashem, I pray that we are zochet to continue in the next shir and continue seeing Neflos Rabbos Mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.